At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yes! We are live.
We've literally never done whatever the fuck that was before.
Well, we should do it more
often.
Let's
not do it again.
Oh, Dan. We should do it more often. Goodbye, North Carolina.
No.
Those are definitely the words.
Yep. That's the words to every Elton John song.
We need to teach them the boner alert.
What's the boner alert?
You've never heard
Lonely Island?
No.
You never heard of Lonely Island, guys?
No.
So whenever and you Rihanna? Get it set, then go out and set it on
Absolutely.
The TV, right?
Yeah. I've heard of Rihanna, but I haven't heard of boner alert. She say
you
boner
haven't?
Alert
she
in
sings
song?
It in a fucking song. Look up Lonely
boner
Island.
Alert. That needs to be a sound
boner
effect.
Alert.
Oh, and Lonely Island. I thought you meant in a real Rihanna song.
No.
Because that wouldn't shock
but
me.
But she's literally in the video singing,
boner alert. Yeah. Huh? Well,
we
I'll
had
look it
as
now.
A
in your head all night long now.
Yeah. Dan, you're an avid Rihanna listener.
Oh. No, I just like her fighting skills.
Yeah.
Huh?
Which movie?
Whoa.
Are you talking about Battleship?
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
Oh, wait, you could be talking about Chris Brown.
No.
And you know, actually, Jackie Carrizosa trained her for Battleship.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Brojack.
But Brojack didn't train her for Chris Brown? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not real.
Right.
Battleship wasn't real.
Yeah.
But Chris Brown's car was. Yeah.
Was his car? I thought he was like doing. So Daniel
no,
Tosh.
It was in his car and it was two streets over from my house.
Daniel Tosh.
What?
Yeah.
Daniel Tosh had a theory that he was just doing spinning while he was dancing and she walked into a fucking.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
No, so what happened was there was a bunch of police and all that shit by our house, and I think it was the night of the Grammys, if I'm not mistaken.
I miss those kind of relationships, guys.
Yeah, dude.
And the dramatic ones?
Fun,
it was
right?
It was in Hancock Park. It was in a nice neighborhood, and we were like, what the fuck is this? Like, nothing really happens. Somebody got robbed or whatever. No one knew anything until the next day that Chris Brown was beating the shit out of her in a car.
Dude,
so he had pulled over the car.
Having a fun night.
They pulled over the car in a neighborhood. She must have said something popped off, and then obviously gave her a little rap on the beak.
I honestly don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like I've never, no matter how angry I've gotten, it's never been an option to hit a woman. Now her kids, for sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You can take it out on them, and they don't know. They just like
what are we talking here?
Just
Dan?
A little backhand across the face, but like
sure.
It's they don't know, they're not intellectually sophisticated enough to accurately report what happened.
Sure,
like oh, you hit me in the face, and I'm like, wow, I was just playing.
But Dan, when I hear about this relationship, I just think this is your dream.
Yeah.
Which relationship? Chris Brown and Rihanna?
Yeah, like this toxic fun.
Yeah,
like,
we found love in a hopeless place.
You wake up the next day and you're like, I'm so sorry. No, it was me. And then no.
No, yeah. I don't.
Really? I guess it's just me.
I don't want that. It's just I keep ordering stuff and I get served off the menu.
Sure.
So.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you have a very particular menu that you keep just going to order stuff on. No?
Are we allowed to talk about Benghazi on the show or no?
Yeah, we keep using Benghazi.
The girl who drove 13 hours?
We were talking about that white knuckle shirt that Jared came up with.
Yeah, which is still the greatest thing of all time.
We may do it eventually, yeah.
A girl drove 13 hours astronaut style with a diaper.
But that wasn't just it.
Mm-hmm. Rusty Shackelford.
So much more than that.
Yeah, have you never seen Rusty Shackelford in the boards?
No, I know who he is. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know him?
I don't know him personally, but he like what's happening in the background. There's
sounds
a,
like a gym.
So we have a
oh,
full
can you
blown
hear that?
Yeah, we have a full blown party going on here. Is what's happening at the office? We invited everybody over who is in the North Kakalaki. Numerous drinks are to be had.
Yeah,
drinking broettes or
I'm drinking Sprite Claw.
He's drinking Sprite Claw right now. So
I'm
everybody
drinking.
You hear. We're going to have them on the show in a little bit. One by one, come in. We thought we would go live as we count down to our exit from North Kakalaki to Tejas. And
I've never heard you call it that.
I
don't
know.
I was
going to say, when did this start?
I don't know what's happening with the North Kakalaki.
Sorry, I got a rap career. And
he was missing.
I just feel like when there's people around,
he was missing for about an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Clearly,
we're not really sure.
Well, something happened.
Something happened.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't
doing
cocaine.
Boner alert.
No, I think it was gay stuff.
Oh, you think so? Look, there's a bunch of construction outside this building. I'd pay off one of those workers to get a fucking beach, you know?
You would?
If times were tough. If it was the Great Depression.
Well, we're in tough times, though.
But
yeah,
it was
very tough. What do you mean, if times were tough?
Yeah.
We've been living in tough times the last few months.
Tough times, COVID. You know, people are losing their jobs. If I felt a young gentleman worker needed some extra cash, yeah.
The address is 615 South 15th Street.
Why you were so avid on?
I know. Is somebody trying to come? Come on down.
Fucking stories about getting fucked.
No. So I went out into the kitchen. Everybody knows this on Drinking Bros. We have a bunch of dude fans. Probably what 92% to be specific. And I'd walked up to a gentleman and I said, "Hey man, who are you fucking these days? Or who are you getting fucked by?" And he was kind of thrown off guard. He was like, what are you talking about?
Well, you don't
like,
want to discriminate.
Exactly. That's what I told him. I said, I don't want
to
discriminate.
You're going to be like,
is a dude fucking you? And he's just like, no. And I was like, do you want one to be? Because after this party tonight, there's going to be a bunch of dudes looking to put their wieners in a hole.
It's a sausage fest here.
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
There's one other girl.
We got one vagina. I think there's another vagina coming.
The poor vagina is out there solo. All
I know,
alone.
And all the vaginas, unfortunately, are like out of business.
They're
taken.
They're out
so
of
it's
commission.
Like, where is the...
They got the fucking lock on it. Lock and key.
Where's
what?
The open
the
vaginas?
Yeah. There's no
the
open
vaginas.
Nope. Yeah. You want a little bit of gape.
Is there an
that.
Airbnb for that?
I believe so.
Gape vagina?
You want a little bit of gape? A little bit like a gay.
Why doesn't somebody come up with a prostitution website that's Airbnb? It's an app.
I mean, isn't that OnlyFans?
I feel like it's also Airbnb. Like, don't they only?
Dan, you peruse like all the Drinking Bros groups. Is there a lot of girls that are going to OnlyFans because of the quarantine?
There was for a second.
Hello,
in Bros.
Yes, there is.
There is.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that, but I've noticed some people doing it. And I'm like, good for them.
At the height,
we're here
of,
for it.
At the height of. Everyone, like a lot of people losing their jobs
right.
when the COVID started, there was a bunch of girls asking about it in the Broettes like private page.
Mm-hmm.
And then another, you know, and they're giving great advice and helping each other out, which I fucking love. There was one girl that was like, how are you making so much money? And the
sure.
other girl was like, oh, well, I'm sticking everything they want in my ass.
Sure.
And that's how
it's a job.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
it's a motherfucking
whoa,
job. And if you don't say that's hard work.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Okay.
So they're working hard for this money. No, just sticking things like one after the other.
She got asked to, like, I guess, stick certain things.
Yeah.
And so she was down for it, and she was making mad money. And again, every girl has their boundaries. So
we have a segment on our show, Broettes, where we...
What's it called?
Every day.
What,
Drinking
Broettes? Mm. So we have a segment on our show where we discuss...
I wanted her to say the whole name of the show because it's fucking professional and that's how you promote.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Yeah, Drinking
Broettes
podcast.
This is so fun. I'm so glad we did this, Dan.
We're so happy we did this.
I'm very happy I'm partying with you, buddy. Now listen, so we do this segment where we're like, contemplate pretty much every show. Hey, so are we still a no? Because we'll hear different stories of people just putting feet.
Listen
or just
okay.
talking
uh-huh.
or just like conversation. Now, for me,
correct.
The worst part is having to message with people. Like if I could just put a picture of my feet up and say goodbye. Fine.
Sure.
For me,
but
I'm already messaging people on Instagram.
Right.
So I might as well get in fucking
so
paid.
So she's
for it.
Actually almost there.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
oh,
you're close. You're close.
I know a girl who got out of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
She went on OnlyFans, and her first month made $56,000.
And so then we start thinking...
Like, they took out their money. OnlyFans
you're
then.
Fucking kidding.
So we start thinking,
and she made
can we do
$20,000 just on messages.
Okay, so let me back this up.
In her first fucking month.
We always say no, by the way.
It's incredible.
So far.
No. But let me ask you this. What was being stuffed up the ass, first of all?
Nothing.
It's
she
whatever
actually,
you
wasn't like
want.
Wasn't like G.I. Joe's? Or
not that one, sexual? But the other one.
I don't know about that one.
Could you make requests is what I'm saying.
You like, can, hey. But you can shut them down all day long. So with hers, the girl who made like almost $60,000 in that month, the only thing she shows is her boobs, her nips. That's
her
it.
Her tits?
That's it. That's it. Wow. Everything else is implied in the sex.
But then she also has to, which we always go over, she has to actually
talk,
have a
conversation
like a on top of it.
Conversation, not like,
is it sexual?
I have no fucking clue, but a lot of times
she's asking him mostly about his tax history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of
just
course,
help,
it's fucking
help
sexual.
With
what do you
like
think it
the
is?
Back end,
you know
yeah,
what?
The books.
There
you never
are,
know.
There are just some people out there too who just want some decent conversation and yeah. we'll talk. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's some guys out there who aren't getting any attention and they'll take what they can get.
But it's the same percentage of guys that go to the prostitute just to cuddle.
Got
it's
it.
The same percentage yeah. that's going to go to OnlyFans just to talk. With nothing else, right?
Got it. I didn't know if it was like, hey, man, who do you think is going to win Top Chef All-Stars? You know? Like,
I mean, that would be a dream if that's all
like,
you had to do.
Hey,
it could be.
Well, I just saw your feet. I just saw a picture of your feet or your tits, and I'm going to jack off. And then who do you think is going to win Top Chef All-Stars?
It could be. We don't know. I mean,
we don't know.
Ask. I will say this. With the whole picture messaging thing, that is one of the best ways to make money. You take you can take whatever fucking picture you want of you.
Sure.
Right? You can even take a picture of your shit. And you go, good morning.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And you send out the message, and for $5, you send it out for $5. If they want to open it, they won't see it yet.
They don't know
they
what
don't
they're
know
opening.
What they're fucking getting.
It could be boobs,
but
or it could
to
be
open
shit.
It,
get the
they
fuck
to pay five
out
fucking
of here.
Dollars.
Are
no.
you serious,
so this bitch
dude?
Can make, yep. it, if she has 1,000 followers and
yeah.
charges $5 and they all open it, $5,000 before she fucking eats breakfast after she took her morning shit.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
boy.
We're here for it. We contemplate
it
every single show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing. Women are sexualized anyway. So
sure.
if they want to fucking make bank on it, good for you, honey.
Do it.
So let's start with you, Tiffany, and then we'll go to Jesse.
What do your shits look like?
Yes.
It depends on what I eat and drink. So okay. the morning coffee
one. Is
ones?
That what you were going to ask?
No. Nowhere close to it. But when we're on a run, we're on a run.
You
and we go with the hot hands.
In sync here.
We go
okay,
with the
go
hot
ahead.
Hand.
Go.
Oh, we've done 500 shows
you
together.
Guys are on the same wavelength. No. I was like, okay, do I know what
okay.
shit's looking
He
like?
Goes, one question. Here it is. Okay.
Do it.
No, as soon as you started talking about
shits, that's all he
pictures
could
of
think
shits.
About.
I
yeah,
it was
yeah.
an exaggeration, but
that's
I'm saying
you
still goes. Make money off of it. What were you going to ask me, Ross?
I'm going to ask you this. How far are your sexual limits that your husband will allow of like what you can post and what you can do?
Oh, we've been over not. This, yeah.
So are
yeah.
you stuffing things in your ass?
Oh my! No, I can't even do OnlyFans.
He's not even doing. She's
oh,
not
he
even
won't.
Doing
he won't let you do that.
No, absolutely.
Oh, okay, okay,
fucking
okay, gotcha,
not.
Gotcha.
So even now, if there's a few pics, like even now, if I have a picture of me, I have a picture of me on my Instagram that has a Big T Energy shirt, and I have it tied up,
uh-huh.
and I just kind of have like a serious face in it. It can could look sexy to certain people.
Sure.
I asked him before I posted it. Hey, do you like this? You cool if I post it? I. Did it on that, and I was still clothed. The only thing I was showing was my belly.
Whoa.
It's out of respect.
It is, but at some point, you've got to show respect for the money you would be making in OnlyFans yeah. and say, hey, Hubs.
And that's what we talk about.
I love you.
Listen, we talked about this.
We go down all the roads.
Yeah.
We have talked about this, but at the same time.
I don't know my wife's limit. What's yours, Jesse? What's your limit? What are you going to get into?
Well, I know there's one thing you care about, and it's money. So if you and I.
Not
no,
true.
Joking.
I love animals and children.
So my thing with it was I don't think I would want to do that.
Okay, gotcha.
Because of the correspondence. Like, I wouldn't want.
That's true. You don't want to talk to anyone.
Basically, I don't want to be on, right?
Yes,
I can't even be on a regular Instagram.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what? I'm going to like
so
actually.
So you just
hate social media.
What you're doing right yeah. now is you're creating a problem, right? And problems are rife for solutions. And solutions are technology, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So develop some kind of like there's all sorts of these different customer service things, right?
Will it like generate
their
stuff
apps?
For me?
Well, no, that's one part of it. Yes,
okay.
It's called a user journey, but you could use no for real. I'm not even kidding.
No,
so
I know you aren't.
The customer service part you can outsource now, right?
Okay.
Entirely. You just give them your guidebook and they'll do all your customer service for you. So you do the same thing like this. You should start a company. You two dum dums should start a company where it's just like women who don't give a fuck. It's not even them and their pictures. They're just managing those accounts. Like all the fucking girl
oh
does
God.
Is send you the fucking nudes and you post them and
wow.
do all the community.
You better
that's
stop
genius.
Talking
that
because
be,
we're actually going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that would be
this
a
may be our answer.
Massive business.
This may be our answer because
yeah.
here's my thing. So I'll always be like, okay, if I sat down with Ross and be like, this is the amount we can make.
Sure.
Would you be cool with it? I actually don't know the answer. I always thought you wouldn't.
What?
Be cool with me like putting pictures of myself on
well,
OnlyFans and talking to dudes.
Yeah. I wouldn't be cool with that. So there was a level before where you could sell like socks and shit like that.
I mean, I know a
that's
know
still a thing.
It's
e
a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. We talked about this before.
So hang on. There was somebody I dated in the past who wanted to do that and was just like, hey.
Wanted to do what?
Put their socks on socks and dirty underwear on eBay. And I was like, what kind of money is this?
How much, though?
Exactly. And so some socks were going for $85. Some panties were going for as high as $250. And I was just like, eh. What are you doing in those?
So I'll tell you this.
No pictures, no nothing. All you were sending was a description of what was going in the bag.
So there was a guy, I was at a photo shoot last year, and he was messaging all the chicks at the photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And he hit them all up in their DMs and said, send me your bra and I'll send you $300. He Venmo'd them, like literally five girls, $300 each. Most of them just told their boyfriends, hey, go get a bra at fucking Walmart and send it to this dude.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't said whether he would be cool with it or not.
I know.
You doing it? Mm-hmm. No, I would not be. I would not be cool with it. But look, we make money and it's fine.
It's fine. Like, I would be cool with it. So go ahead.
Thanks. Dan's you guys are so in sync. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like basically like the same person.
Financially, we're fine. So I don't.
But if we weren't fine,
so if you're
would you be cool
hurting?
With it?
So here's the deal. If we weren't and shit was getting bleak and it was like, you know, it'd be one of those conversations where. God, do you remember
limit?
That movie with Jennifer Connelly?
Schindler's List.
Nope.
Indecent Proposal.
Not even close.
With God Jennifer Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly and
who else?
Keith David. And it was Jared Leto and they were doing heroin.
Oh,
and,
Requiem for a Dream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Where at the end of it, they had to make a decision of like, hey, man, we need money for drugs and you got to go and.
Yeah, and she was going ass to ass with some other girl in the fucking club with a double-sided dildo. That's right.
Can't forget it. So imprinted.
Yes.
You have that imprinted 100%. In your mind.
That scene is and David or Keith David laughing over them. He was in Range 15.
Well, he
that,
played me in Range 15.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He played Colonel Holloway.
Yeah.
So him laughing over them going ass to ass in front of all these guys screaming at
him. It's one of the best scenes in movie history.
It is the I've never lived that scene down. It's always stuck with me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're watching it, you're like, well, shit. At that point in their lives, they don't have that choice for money. So, like, I would be a hypocrite if I told everybody out there, like, who's ever's doing this on OnlyFans, of like, I don't know what fucking financial situation you're going through.
I don't care what financial. I don't care if they're already a billionaire. If they want to make their next 100,000 by showing their fucking buttholes off
on
the internet.
Absolutely.
Right.
We totally
I don't give two
say
fucks
that.
About
we're
that.
Just talking about ourselves. But, like,
ourselves.
For everyone else, we're like, get it.
Now,
get it.
If, you just
if,
have to
if
anonymize
Jessie didn't
it.
Have to correspond and I could just take pictures of her asshole. I think both of us would find the humor in that
well,
all
just,
day long. It would be really funny.
Luckily, this is live, so I'm creating the company right now, and I'm hiring you two as partners.
Let's
to
do
reel
it.
In
so
other
can,
girls.
We can,
this door open?
We can establish
Did
first
you leave
use.
That door open?
No.
You closed it back up?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go get somebody.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what.
Oh, okay.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have guests on who are here at the party. Some of the people you know, they've been on the show before. And we're going to go live until 7:59.
Yeah, I don't think we said that.
Because at 8 o'clock tonight, we made all of our dreams come true. We got the big one. We got Joey Chestnut on tonight. The greatest athlete of
the
this or any generation.
Fourth of July. Hot dog
Tiffany
eating.
Does not know who this is. And
it's pretty normal
He's
to not know.
He's the world record holder for
it's
eating
not
hot dogs.
Weird
most
that you don't
most
know.
The
yeah,
dudes out there who thought she
the
was
time.
Attractive do not anymore. Because if you don't know, it's like not knowing who Michael Jordan is. Mm. You know? It's Joey
Michael,
Chestnut.
Michael. What?
Yep.
Michael who?
Yep.
What did he do?
Joey
did he play
Chestnut
tennis?
Is on the show today.
Fucking Michael Jordan.
12-time champion.
He's
mustard
the,
belt
he's
champion.
Michael Jordan is the Joey Chestnut of the NBA.
So, but we are
That's
on.
How great Joey Chestnut is. He's the best competitive eater of all time.
Of all time. And we're just a bunch
Where
of fucking idiots living in his world.
On ESPN.
On ESPN, dude.
Seriously.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I don't watch ESPN.
Every year on the 4th
when
of July,
it
is a
Tiffany,
tradition
though,
for everyone's family.
It. You have to be, this is stupid
don't
get
to me say, wrong. Any
you have to be
impressed?
An athlete to like eat this much
I've seen
stuff.
People do it before in videos, and
the
I'm
record,
highly impressed.
The record
yeah.
is, his record is 74 hot dogs. That's about 22,000 calories, and he does it in 10 minutes.
Anybody
correct.
Out there want to come on in?
Wait, real quick, before you guys go, I wanted to say this. He owns like 80 eating records around the world.
I think it's 84, yeah.
Yeah.
Can he puke it up after? Or
no.
No, so you got to keep. You got to
so
hold
how,
it down.
He could.
For until
long,
you
though?
Go.
Here's
yeah.
the, wait,
until
here,
you leave?
Here was the craziest one before you guys leave that I got him to talk about on the show. Tonight was
shit.
He ate 28 pounds of gumbo. 28
gumbo.
Pounds of gumbo in 10 minutes in New Orleans.
I thought you said shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
well, you've got to
well,
shit
he was
that
talking
out
about
afterwards.
His shits, yeah.
You can shit it
like,
out.
He's
I was
got,
like,
hey!
Hey, buddy!
buddy. I was like, do I need to go out and get you? What's up, bro?
He's got a.
You're
going
to come,
whole
you're gonna come on
like
here in a second.
Post
but
meeting.
In
come
a second.
On in.
Have some drinks and then come. Okay.
He like takes. He does an hour of interviews, takes the train back from Coney Island back to Manhattan, which is like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Goes to his hotel, lies down for like 2 hours, and then wakes up and starts shitting.
Okay. Dude, and for how
tansy.
Long?
Tansy.
He says it comes in waves.
Oh my God!
Like that Trivium song good? In waves. It's good.
Yeah,
song.
He's just shitting over
love
and over
you guys.
And over again.
And,
I would be curious.
So sad to go.
Subscribe to Drinking Broettes podcast on iTunes, Spotify.
And we're going to be doing a drunken girl advice show at some point.
Yeah,
tonight.
Jesse, you need to get drunk.
Yes, yes. And we're going to have everybody else on here. No. This would be the perfect time to get to our first sponsor, GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. 30% off 4th of July sale bundle package. Bundle all your shit together. You get two free pillows with a mattress right now at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Come on in, kids. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. We're getting rocked tonight. We got a bunch of people that are just going to come on for the next hour or so until Joey Chestnut comes on the show tonight. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Today, Kelly, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Fuck you, dude. For those of you who don't remember, Kelly was on the show maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
It was like November, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
God, was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was November.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You make the best fucking furniture of all goddamn time in the state of North Carolina.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell everybody the name of your furniture company because you made my table and you made one for Matt Best as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it? Tell everybody the name of your. It's Whiskey Zulu Barrels.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You can find me. On, go ahead.
No, it's me. What? How deaf are you? Jesus Christ. Hey, this mic is mic is super low.
Yeah, turn it up. Juice it up.
No, it's all the way up. I think it's. Do you have the booster? No, do you have the booster on this one?
Okay.
It's not on either of them. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so, furniture. You were talking about furniture, right?
He makes the best furniture on the planet, man. Yeah. And so I got a dining room table, or not a dining room. I guess you would call it off the kitchen table.
Maybe like a breakfast nook.
It's the best. Everybody who comes over is just like, dude, that's the shit. And then it opens up underneath, and my kid hides toys in there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So he basically repurposes old whiskey barrels.
Yes.
To make furniture out of.
Yes.
It's dope as fuck. Yeah,
yeah. And then he makes amazing chairs as well. They're out back. We had a cornhole competition, so we had a bunch of people out back. Mm. What else do you make there?
So right now I make bottle openers. I'm looking at right now making a bath caddy for the ladies.
You made us a badass bottle opener. I put on Ross Patterson Revolution the other day.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Awesome.
Your shit's amazing. Because after I got my table, Matt was like, "How's that fucking table, dude?"
Oh yeah.
And I go, "It's incredible." And he goes, "Shit." Because you got one before me. Now I'm gonna have to get the fucking table. And I was like, get it ASAP because as soon as he comes on the show, that's it. Like,
oh yeah, I got like a 7-month wait list right now.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I get it, man. You make some of the coolest shit on the planet.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Where are you based out of?
Carthage, North Carolina.
Carthage.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to go there.
Didn't the Romans lose a war there?
It did. Yeah.
At some point.
It did.
Carthage, I think, in like 80 BC.
I believe so, and I think the governor of North Carolina is actually tearing down all Roman statues. In North Carolina.
We're replacing all the statues in America with fucking Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Every single statue, all of them are coming down. Guy Fieri's going up everywhere.
Welcome to Flavortown.
And we're changing the name of the country to fucking Flavortown.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck Columbus, Ohio.
What are we gonna
we're
do
going
to do
don't need it.
The flag is just going to be a picture of Guy Fieri.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
People are asking what you're drinking, Dan. A lot of people want to know.
Sprite Claw.
Sprite Claw.
It's a lemon and a lime White Claw.
Just gotcha. Boom, boom.
Mix them together.
To my right here, we got Drew LaMax. On the show, Drew built our website. He built drinkingbros.com where you get t-shirts. $19.99. Buttersoft, silky smooth, man. We don't promote it enough. We should. I always feel guilty being like, buy my merch.
Well, Jared's working on, he and I have been working on getting the merch site back up.
Okay.
Like, not it's working fine, but we don't have a lot of shit out there. But we have like 10 different designs that are going to come out soon.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Look at that, dude. Look at that. What's up, Drew?
Not much. I'm wondering how, when you guys move, we're going to do the bet.
Which bet?
The Ohio State bet.
Oh, well, look, that'll be universal. The problem is,
I mean, you're the one that's going to have to fly and fucking give him something because,
yeah,
Michigan's
not
winning
for years.
Shit.
I'm going to fly down there to pick up something. I mean, I'll fly down there no matter what. But.
Yeah, you know, Michigan's not winning like anything, right? The fucked up thing is there's not going to be any college football this year. That's the most depressing thing.
Yeah.
So what they're talking about is moving into spring right now. The Ivy League is the first to do it. And they're saying, hey, let's play an all spring schedule with in conference games only. And I heard the SEC and the Big Ten are also looking at that option as well. That way the players can still go to the NFL draft. There could be some form of a championship, and hopefully there'll be a cure by January. But right now, we broke the news about a week and a half ago that no one has still reported yet. Everybody's like, what the fuck, dude? That the NFL was going to push back 6 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
Well, the state of Arizona, in the meantime, shut down their entire state, colleges included. So they don't open back up until August 1st. So athletes can't go on the campus and work out. So there's no fucking way college.
More importantly than all that, what do all the Scottsdale women look like now that they can't go to tanning beds
yep.
every single day and they can't get their fucking hair bleached blonde every single day?
They still got them fake titties.
It's looking rough.
In Scottsdale.
In Scottsdale right now, my man.
Oof. We get some friends that were cougar, professional cougar hunters down there.
Archie Bradley was for a while, yeah.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. He plays for the Diamondbacks. Now he's got a nice, young, tight girlfriend. Aubrey Huff is the biggest dirtbag in MLB history.
Yeah, dude.
And he's going down there. It's him and fucking Mickey Mantle and Joey D probably are like the two, three biggest dirtbags in MLB history.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. What else are you working on, Drew?
Fuck, man. Like, everything fucking left and right. All of stuff.
A man of many, many words, Drew.
Yes.
Many, many words.
My vocabulary is low.
Sure.
But the things I think about are also low.
How's your girl? Are you still dating that same girl?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
He got AIDS. Yeah. It happens.
AIDS Vic, dude.
She broke it off. I actually made a website for my little dating profile.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty funny.
What's your hard pitch here? To the audience, why should you go out and hop on Drew LeMax's dick?
I'm the most terrible person that you could possibly find.
Yeah,
but I'm honest about it. So
okay,
take it how
you
will.
What are you slanging there below that belt line?
Oh, you know, something decent. I mean, there's some girls in Drinking Bros that have seen it.
Okay,
just ask around.
All right,
there's a couple of them.
And what are, like, who in particular, who can we ask and be like, all right, give us a fucking hard read on what this dong looks like? there's got to be one, right?
There's a couple. I've got a couple X's in there as well.
Oh, in yeah. Drinking Bros?
Yep.
Oh, well, shout them out because I'm sure they'll be on the boards.
Let's see. Joan Marsh.
Joan Marsh.
Yep.
All right. So, Joan Marsh, if you're out there.
Send me a picture of Drew's dick.
Yes. Yes, send that pick in. We will judge for ourselves, and then we'll talk about your dick on the show.
All right. Yeah. There's a Colleen who's
Colleen
currently in the
group.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's see, you're being real cagey. Are you guys related?
Are you still fucking?
No.
Are you related?
No.
She
no.
Sister.
Did you guys have a baby that didn't go full term? Like no. What happened?
No. What there's happened? There's also Summer. I mean, there's
Summer.
There's, yeah. There's a couple in there.
People fucking Drinking Bros, man. Yeah. People don't realize.
Good for them.
It's a private group on Facebook. Join. It's free.
Like when Jared first started it, it was meant to be like a place for like-minded folks to come together and support each other. And now I think his vision of it is just to be the giant orgy.
Yeah, because there's subgroups where yeah. I think it's like Drinking Bros TNA where you can just show your fucking tits and dick. Yep. And
not on you back in the day, not anymore on Facebook, I don't think, because even in private groups, this is my understanding. I'm not in those groups, but
right.
Even if you're like the, what do you call it, the algorithm will pick up like a nipple, for example.
So Sean,
oh, really?
Yeah, even in a private group, and it'll fucking flag it.
Sean and Mel and Eric, when they started that,
yeah,
they took it so seriously that you couldn't just join and be a lurker.
Mm.
You have to participate.
Yep.
So,
oh, shit, that's nice.
Everybody's shit is out there, mm-hmm. So you can't report it and be like, no, I had no part in this.
No, that's mutually assured destruction. Yeah. That's part of the Cold War theory, by the way.
Yeah, goddamn right. Rest in peace, Gorbachev, you know? He's dead. Well, look, Drew, we're proud of you. I hope you're getting some decent pussy pretty soon.
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you've seen his dick, just go ahead and write into the show or go right into the comments.
Or go into your local police station and have them do a sketch of it. Mm-hmm. Like you just tell them what you saw and have them sketch it out.
Yeah.
Or if you can't find a cop, go onto the boardwalk somewhere and just have one of those fucking guys that do like the caricature art
of the dick.
So it'll be your dick on a fucking skateboard or something
like
that.
Yeah, like playing with a beach ball.
Yeah.
You know, on the beach where it's just like, and there's a crab in the sand.
Like in the mushroom head is
huge.
Way too
yeah,
big.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a nuclear war type thing. Drew, thanks for being here. I'll tell you what, go grab somebody else from there. See if Eric Tansy's out there. Yeah, and have him come on in. The Tansy man. And see what he's up to now. Drew, you're a big guy. What's your fucking stats? What's your height and weight? 63-250. You might have a hog on you, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see it.
I don't want to. I'll reserve judgment for it. So, yeah, ask Tansy to come in. Giorgio, you're off camera saying it's probably pretty small. I don't know, man. I've never seen his dick. So
that should be part of the
Kelly's saying no, too.
That
man.
Should be part of the producer's job is to check everyone's dicks before they come on the show.
Usually when you're that tall and big, like, you should have this dumb penis. That just big, dumb penis of, let me
like this, right?
Yeah, like a fucking ruby grapefruit.
And it's got the fucking pop top on it, too.
Pop top. Pop top. Tansy, come on in, brother. Come on in. Come on in, dude. The captain of the Instill Distilling Co. ship, dude. Eric Tansy.
Yeah, take
here.
Your take your time.
What's up, Tansy, man? Yeah, what the fuck,
are you doing?
Slow
what are you, surveying the goddamn Jesus room? Christ. Sit down, you fuckface.
I feel like you're Rudy looking at Notre Dame's field for the first time. Like, you don't have to take it all in. Come on, you've been on the show before.
My favorite was Not Another Teen Movie where Mike Tyson played the black janitor guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Like in Rudy, it was that dude. I don't know the dude.
Oh, Radio. You're talking about Radio.
No. I'm talking about in Rudy, the guy that played the janitor.
Yeah.
At Notre Dame, the black guy.
Yeah.
Like he's a famous character actor. I have no idea what his name was.
He was in a TV show called The Rock.
The Rock, yeah. And then, but Mike Tyson is way better than him.
Well.
Because Mike Tyson could, like, have you seen him training lately?
Yeah, he looks like a fucking beast.
Yeah.
That dude's like 58 years old or some shit. And he looks crazy. Better than me.
Does
that's
he still
for sure.
have tigers?
I'm sure he does. Yeah,
probably.
Especially after. Yeah, there's no way after.
I guarantee you. By the way, and by the way, I'm being completely serious. No matter how house we are at this point, I bet you those tigers that Tyson had came from either Joe Exotic or fucking Doc.
Doc.
The guy in
Doc Antle.
Yes. Antle. That's it. Yeah, he's in Charleston or some shit.
He
Myrtle
is.
Beach, right?
Oh, all, is he at Myrtle Beach? We should drive down there.
Well, I hit him up.
There's a tiger refuge out there.
Yeah, I hit him up and I said, hey, man, we'd love to have you on the show and blah, blah, blah. I got a message back saying, I'm no longer running this. You'll have to talk to my son who is. So, like, I think some shit went down and I think the kid is now running the operation.
Bhagavan Antle, you're saying.
That's it, yes.
The guy that has this harem of fucking, like, 19-year-old brainwashed wives.
And the follow-up episode... You know, did you watch the follow-up episode?
Yeah, it was terrible.
So I guess like those were his daughters. Those were his daughters.
No.
And they were just trying to make it look like that he was hanging out with all these
Wait, really?
These girls
I don't remember
like,
that
like
from
two
the follow-up
episode.
I don't either, yeah.
You're talking about the follow-up episode with the guy from E, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So where Bhagavan's on there and he's like, oh, they tried to make me look like I have this harem of women, but really these are my daughters. So.
If I'm at home and it's past the time that I woke up and I'm not doing something else for the rest of that day, then I'm going to be high.
Yeah.
So I probably watched that super high.
Oh, easily. By the way, somebody in the comments, Reed White says, I can't wait to go to Instill Distilling Company. Finest rum in the land. It's back. It's been on our show for fucking ever at this
point. You remember Reed White?
Yes.
From Tactical Brewery? Remember the guy that got too drunk and had to sell his goddamn game tickets?
Yeah, he's a legend. Reed White is a fucking legend.
Him and
dude.
Beersworth are two fucking pieces of shit. Both
Beersworth was on the show the other day.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where it's at and what you do there again for those people who might not know. Because we shot a live show there. It's one of the best distilleries we've ever been to. And it's a beautiful location. And everybody who goes there loves your rum.
Everybody that goes there is because they love you and they've heard me on the show.
Stop it. But you're in Claytona Beach,
right? Yeah, Claytona Beach, Clayton, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh.
Okay.
And we're in the same building as Deep River Brewery. So you got kind of best of both worlds if you're not a spirits drinker. You can head over there and have a beer. But
they're the best in the biz.
We have a lot of we have a good time over there, man. It's a lot of fun. Really chill, really laid back. And
it's great, man. And your wife is always there. She's a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Last time you were on the show, you were talking about the weird sexual positions and things that you and your wife get into.
You know, every
night. Did you
take
any heat for that?
Well, yeah. But then you get to have makeup sex, so it's it's all good. Now I have something else to talk about.
Yeah, of course.
We do every night that we do Last Call, we do a reading, a random reading from At Night She Cries.
While he rides
and
his seat.
It's a huge hit. And sometimes the crowd that's in there for Last Call, like maybe on a Thursday where it's just a simple crowd, might be like some older women that just had dinner at Manning's, had a nice steak dinner, came over for a nice cocktail. And we're like, look, it's tradition. We have to do this. I hope you don't get offended. And a lot of times my wife's like looking at me like, please don't do it. Not tonight. This isn't the crowd. And every time they want to take a picture of the book, they want to, you know, they want to look up the book on Amazon. Yeah. I want to get it for my husband. But we have a lot of fun with that book. So
it's a blast. And like, there's like maybe 8 or 10 other places that are doing that, just doing live reads. And they'll do the same thing. They'll say, just pick a page, any page.
Yeah.
And then that's read that, because that's how fucked up
that's
it is.
That's what we do.
Yes.
That's what we do.
The new one comes out of Thanksgiving, by the way.
I'm excited. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a huge deal. We're going to, we'll probably make a deal of it in the,
It'll be awesome. I'm fucking amped about it. We're recording the audiobook in like 3 weeks. So
yeah, we had some ladies in there this week. Real nice ladies, moms, and they came from dinner, and they were in the distillery.
This is starting to sound creepy, dude.
It is creepy.
It is creepy.
Like,
it
what's
creepy,
what's happening?
And that's why you're gonna like it. That's why I'm telling the story. I wouldn't tell the story if I didn't think you were gonna like it.
Mom's drinking rum. Come on.
So they call and they said, "Hey, we're out to eat. We know that your last call was probably already, but can we come down there anyway?" And I said, "Oh, we'll wait for last call for you." They get there, and just totally unexpected. They're definitely moms, very rich, big rocks on the hand, really well-to-do looking women. And we get in there. We're starting to have some conversations with them, ask them how they heard about us, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. And the one lady says, because I knew the last call was coming, I was going to have to read the book. And yeah. I was like, dude, this is not the crowd for the book, but I still have to do it because it's tradition. And so I was just kind of, they were like, hey, we should rent a beach house this weekend. She's like, well, just stay at my beach house. And she's like, we can't all fit in your beach house. She's like, well, Sean and Andrew can sleep with you. And the girl that they're talking to isn't married. And so I'm like, well, who's Sean and Andrew, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lucky them. And she's like, oh, those are my sons. And I'm like, how old are your sons?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, 7 and 9. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I was like, I thought those were like the luckiest teenagers in the world.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And can you imagine if your mom was setting you up in fucking threesomes?
Yeah.
It'd be dope, man.
Then the girl just totally unexpectedly looks up at me. And my wife's standing right next to me behind the bar. And she looks at me and she goes, oh, my God, could you imagine if like a high school student? Oh, could you? And I was like, oh, well, if I was a high school student, I wouldn't be a victim. I would be a legend. Because like I always wanted that as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a teacher that I had a crush on.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she looks right at me. I'm telling you, if I could show you a picture of these women, you wouldn't expect it. But she looks right at me and she goes, oh my God, if you just had one that age that you could teach them to eat pussy the right way.
Wow.
Right. Yes. Go. And I was like, what? And my wife is like pinching me on the butt. Like, stop, whatever you're going to say next.
No, you got to feed that monkey, dude.
Yeah. Oh man.
What else?
I was sweating.
Say?
I was
Yeah.
I was like, no, I couldn't. Well, I said, well, I don't know how. Maybe you could teach me.
And wait, what'd your wife say?
She said, he knows. Oh, he knows.
He knows his way around a pussy. That's Eric Tanzi. He knows his way around a pussy.
So that's a running joke around my house.
Call it pussy hole the next time you say pussy to your wife.
But it's so weird, like when you see
what
a
happens.
Mature human being. A pussy hole?
Yeah, like the next time you're trying to have some kind of sexual interaction with your wife, say, I want to eat your pussy hole. Oh, and to see what happens. Report back.
Okay.
Yeah, report back. It. Let me ask you. Since
I'm doing a lot of science lately.
We're on that topic. Have you ever, did you fuck an older woman in high school or anything?
Not in high school, but right after, yes.
Right after. What was the age difference?
I was, I guess, 19 then, and she was probably in her late 30s.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. That makes an imprint on you, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Obviously, yeah.
I'm sure it was fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. We had a kid, the reason why I bring this up, your story. One of my fucking, I guess, childhood friends, we were in eighth grade, and he was banging his hot ass babysitter. She was smoking hot, and it was, I mean, he was 15 years old. It was fucking crazy, but we all knew like how legendary it was and how amazing it was. None of us told. None of us blew the secret. Problem is, after that, he grew up and became like, he was not attractive when he grew up, right? So he peaked at fucking eighth grade. And to this day, he's like miserable about his entire life because he was, I mean, it was this 28-year-old smoking hot babysitter. Gosh. And it, like every night she was over there and they were fucking, and it was just like, holy shit, you're living the dream, brother. Imagine a bunch of eighth graders, like, you're living the dream, brother. I fucking love you. It's amazing. None of us ever snitched. None of us, because we knew. If you tell somebody or a parent or somebody at the school, like, they're going to...
It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. And we were like, hey, man, she was respectful. She was unbelievably hot and, like, you know, kept the whole charade going. And the weirdest part about it, we always used to fuck with them and be like, hey, man, you realize your parents are paying her to fuck you, essentially. Because they're coming over and just babysitting, you know?
I gotta be honest. I know this is an unpopular opinion in a lot of circles, but That is a victimless crime.
That's what I say as well. Because he was totally consensual. He knew what was going on.
There's no... Mm-hmm. Like
he had the same brain now. And
a 15-year-old girl is not the same as a 15-year-old dude. We were slamming our fucking dicks in refrigerator doors, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
While they're trying to figure out how to keep us away from them. And we're like putting our dick on or in whatever the fuck we can find for the whole time. Like, give me a break. Can we just admit that it's different, for fuck's sake?
It's legendary.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, so Craig Zaleski, if you're looking for the guy who did the table, it's right here. It's Kelly.
Yeah.
Whiskey Zulu Barrels.
Yeah. You find me on Instagram and Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.
Makes some of the best shit on the planet. Yeah, man, that he peaked at 15, and he had nowhere to go but down after that. And like,
oh, man.
Here's the fucked up thing. So like, I ran into him like years later after, because it was one of those friends, and I think all of us grow up with this, where you have friends in elementary school. And then you get older, and you kind of grow apart for whatever reason. Like, I was playing sports. He wasn't playing sports. And it is what it is, right? It wasn't a bad person. Then I saw him in a bar after college. You know, when you come home after college, and you're visiting everybody, and you're just like, all right, cool. I'm getting fucked up in this bar. And I was like, oh, shit, there he is. So I went over to the table, and I had a fucking serious conversation housed at, like, 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, hey, man, what was that experience like then towards now? You know? And he was just like... That's when he told me. It was like, fucking ruined my life. And I was like, why? And I was like, I thought it would be the greatest time. And he goes, that's why it ruined my life, because it was the greatest time. And he goes,
oh, shit.
I can never recapture that ever. And, you know, I from time to time, like if I'm bored or whatever, and we think we all do this, you go to Facebook and look up what people are doing and who they're with.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'll look at him and his wife and kids, and like, he's miserable in every picture.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You
know, I know. And I'm like, oh.
That sucks.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel with movies. What was the movie where Sarah Michelle Gellar, where she's like, you can put it in Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
I feel like no movie great quote movie. From any, you know, where she's like, you can put it anywhere you want. I think I was 13 when I heard that.
Selma Blair in that one, too.
I freaking masturbated to that scene for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
I still go back to that one.
Look, the only thing, here's the problem with that movie.
Selma Blair was acting in a different movie in that one.
No, Reese Witherspoon. She may have been way over on the fucking moon.
She was 24 playing a 14-year-old, and she was like, "Oh, I don't know what sex is." And I was like, "Bitch, you're older than the rest of the cast."
No, it was Reese Witherspoon's forehead.
Oh, she's got a five head. She got a five head though too.
You could fucking had it. Man, look, you could do a land nav course on that thing. It's big.
I understand that. I've always had a five head as well, so I understand what that's like. Reese Witherspoon is someone who's got hotter later on in life.
I'm not trying to talk shit. She's an incredibly talented actress, because she's done like the stuff that she's done lately shows how good of an actress she is.
Big Little Lies is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. She's done some weird shit over time, but she was good in Cruel Intentions. She was good in that role.
She's never not been good. What did she win the Oscar for? Walk the Line? Yeah. Well, she was June Carter.
Walk the Line, by the way, is a story of a fucking piece of shit emo drug addict that stalked a woman for 10 years and until she finally felt sorry enough for him to fucking marry him.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's the story of Johnny Cash. If you're worried about all these fucking sensitive dudes these days and all the emo bullshit, Johnny Cash did that. So congratulations, all you fucking walk the line fucking man in black people out there. Get fucked. I love Johnny Cash though. His music is amazing.
It is. It lives fucking forever.
And I'm super emotional too, so everybody knows that.
Yeah, obviously. Let's go round table real quick. Favorite artist, who do you got, Dan?
Like
musician.
Painter?
Musician.
Musician.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. Come on. That's tough. Like what kind of musician? A writer or
Johnny Cash, somebody like that. Who's your favorite band?
My favorite band is Lamb of God.
Okay. What about you, Kelly?
For rock, I'd say Bad Wolves.
Bad Wolves. All right, great.
Dierks Bentley for country.
Dierks Bentley, okay.
Yeah.
I'm Stones. I'm a Stones guy. Rolling Stones. Love the Rolling Stones.
Alanis Morissette.
Shut the fuck up.
Jagged Little Pill.
It's a great album.
She's my jam, man.
Right, I can't get over the fact that she was dating her. Dave Coulier.
Like, so that's the thing. Yeah, you know that song was written about Dave Coulier, right?
Wait, I thought it was... Wasn't it about the guy from... Full House?
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, I know that.
Don't call him Uncle Joey. Respect. Put some respect on his name,
it's
dude.
Sir
Dave Coulier.
Sir Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. Yeah,
he's a Canadian knight.
Yeah.
You piece
All
of
he
shit.
Did was a fucking shitty Bowwinkle impression.
Yeah. He was famous for like 12 seconds.
Cut
and
it out.
Managed to stretch that out over the course of fucking eight seasons. 20. Of television.
They're still back on. Fuller House.
Oh, is he on the new one?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
Coulier's back, brother.
I can't take Candace Cameron seriously. After all the shit that Kirk Cameron's done over the years, have you seen the...
You know what? She's super Christian, too, right?
Have you seen his, like, anti-evolution videos with that weirdo fucking dude?
She's super Christian as well.
Like, whomever this guy he teamed up with to make these videos, he's, like, holding a banana. He's like, look how the banana peels down and rests over the top of your hand. It's like a natural grip. Obviously, God created this. Look, I'm not trying to debate whether God exists or not, but that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah. You want to hear something even worse?
No.
Over the last 10 years, one of the highest grossing box office movie stars is Kirk Cameron. He's been making these Christian movies.
Mel Gibson figured that shit out.
Oh, years ago.
The Passion of the Christ 2 is going to do probably $2.5 to $2.8 billion.
Easily. There's Passion of the Christ
2. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's coming out, It's the revenge of Christ.
Okay.
He comes back from the third. He's like, hey, fuck you.
He's risen, motherfucker. And he's got an AK. Dude.
Yeah, this time he's got a fucking concealed carry permit.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Hey, Kelly, go grab somebody else from the other room. Anybody at all?
Anybody?
Yeah, pick one.
And tell them to cruise in. We'll get to our next sponsor, KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off a case and free shipping. These are THC free, so you will not piss hot on a drug test. Look, 80% of our listeners are military and first responder. They wouldn't do that to you. KillCliff is the only name you can trust in this space as far as drinkable CBD products go.
Oh, God.
Go to KillCliffCBD.com today. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off and free shipping. What do you got, D'Anthony?
Oh, man. So my fan page, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Tell everybody, shout that out.
It's Dan Holloway fan page.
It's so good.
They just posted a picture, and it's me as Riggs, and it looks like you as Murtaugh, and basically black dude.
Yeah.
And this is the message that he sent me. And I know it's a dude that I don't know who it is that runs this page or is making these memes. I have no idea. But here's what he said. He said, if anyone complains about the last one, which is you as Murtaugh, me as Riggs.
Sure.
You as Danny Glover, obviously. He says, if anyone complains about the last one, I'm black so they can suck my ass. and I'm into it.
Yeah, the guy who runs the fan page is black.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's great.
I don't know who it is.
Fan page on Instagram.
I don't know who it is. I wish I knew. I actually offered to hire and pay him because he's like the stuff he's doing is so fucking funny.
He's a legend.
All right, who is this piece of shit?
Yeah, this piece of shit's one of my beef fries here in Wilmington. Mm. So he runs JT Music. JT Music on YouTube has 3.5 million subscribers.
Fucking, that's a great channel. Shit.
Yeah, you guys have been fucking killing it forever, man.
Yeah, we've been doing it since 2008, so we kind of hopped in right before YouTube kind of
took
before
off.
Before YouTuber was a thing, I guess.
Yeah, you guys are the old school homies. So, like, whenever Dan and I go out and they're like, hey, man, where are you guys recording on your shows? We're like, Wilmington. They're like, ah, shit. JT Music is there, dude. Do you know those guys? And I was like, yeah, I know those guys. You guys are the most famous guys in Wilmington.
I mean, that's surprising.
Well, now that Danny McBride's gone, yeah.
Now that Danny McBride's gone, yeah. McBride's out of here. He's in Charleston.
Yep.
He's in Charleston.
Orlando Jones? He's still here?
Oh, yeah, Orlando.
Oh, he's still here. Yeah, he stopped by the studio.
We did we have him on the show or we just hung out with him?
No, I think we just hung out with him.
Yeah, we've hung out with him a couple times.
Yeah. Great guy. Really, really great guy. But we didn't have him on the fucking show. I don't understand. That was weird. Who else was there? It was the supermodel.
Angie Everhart,
yes. She was on the show. Yeah, I think we just hung out with him, and that was it. Tell everybody where they can find you on the YouTubes and all that stuff for the idiots out there.
Right. Yeah, so JT Music. So it's JT Music. Pretty simple. So we make video game songs, so original
rap songs.
Yeah, raps, kind of poppy songs, whatever we want to do, really, about video games. So we just did a Call of Duty song, and we actually recently did like an 8-minute song about Nick Cage.
You know he's my favorite, right?
Cage is a national treasure.
I watched through a lot of his stuff to put the video together, and we had like 19, 20 rappers on it, each do a verse for their favorite Nick Cage movie. But yeah, I watched a lot of Nick Cage leading up to that, and he was always a kind of a joke. I always saw his movies and stuff, but like actually sitting down and watching and learning about the man, like just whole new appreciation
for
him.
He's an Oscar winner, you know that, right?
Yeah, for Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Moonstruck, he should have won for. He should have won for Raising Arizona.
Yeah,
Raising Arizona. That's my favorite of all time. The Rock is great.
The Rock's one of my favorites.
It's a good movie, but
I have it on VHS
and
DVD.
You can't put fucking like Ed Harris in a movie with somebody and have the other guy win the Oscar.
Yeah.
If it's Nick Cage, come on. It's just, I think it's a political situation at that point. The Oscars, how political is that?
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
Like if you go through right before, like the 3 months before the Oscar, before the Oscars, like, so like what, fucking December through March or whatever the fuck. If you drive through LA, it's nothing but fucking billboards of all the movies, like, for your consideration.
Yeah.
Like, it's, how much money do you think is spent just trying to get that goddamn award?
So Netflix last year spent $114 million just on their Oscar campaign alone.
Jesus
It is
Christ.
All political, and you've got to go and do the meet and greets and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix finally, like, he's been nominated a million times. He should have won two or three. He should have won for Gladiator, to be honest with you, back in the day. But he refused to play the game that Dan was talking about, the political game.
He never would.
No, until this past year with the Joker.
He should have won for her. He should have won for Joker. Like, yep.
They finally paid him off, and they were like, look, man, just do this.
Yeah.
It would mean a lot to the family. I guess it was like the 20th thing for River Phoenix or something like that, 25th or something. And so he did it, obviously won the Oscar for the Joker. And but you have to do it or you can't win. Brad Pitt, they said, was amazing this Oscar season. So they rate you like a baseball player. Mm-hmm. They're like, how your performances are at all these parties and shit. And they're like, oh, Brad Pitt has been so charming this year. Jeez. He's definitely going to win the Oscar. If you've seen that movie, I love Brad Pitt, but he did not deserve an Oscar for that movie.
What, for fucking roundhouse kicking fucking Jackie?
He had like five lines in that movie. It was weird. It was weird.
What do you think about the Oscars this year? Like, because we're probably going to have a pretty big drought of movies coming out.
So here's what's going to happen. It's going to be fucked. All of the movies that they're holding on, like right now, the biggest one that is supposed to save the movie industry is Tenet, the Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
And they keep slowly pushing it back week by week. So now it's like June 31st. It was supposed to be.
Do you think they're going to try to push the next Avatar movie up some to get it in this cycle?
No.
Like, they don't need to. It's going to win probably 4 to 8 Oscars no matter what.
Right.
Cinematography, fucking editing, score, all that shit will win.
So I think Tenet will end up being pushed back. Top Gun was supposed to be out on 4th of July, which would have rocked the dick.
Mm.
They moved it to Christmas.
Why did they not fucking release it right now?
Because their theaters aren't open.
Fuck the theaters, man. They would have a...
That's what I said.
Like, if you fucking pulled it out of theaters and sold some kind of exclusivity to one of the streaming channels, you would make way more money.
So they're doing that now, and they did it with Trolls 2, and Trolls 2 ended up making $140 million. Imagine... Top Gun 2 right now, everybody's stuck at home on 4th of July.
Yeah.
If you put that out this weekend,
it would fucking
I'd pay
crush,
$80
man.
Fucking dollars for that, like, pay-per-view. You could watch that movie.
If you put it just on Amazon and made it not rent but buy only for $15.99 or whatever the fuck they do all the time.
$20.
It's $19.99.
Bad Boys 2 was like $18.99.
Dude, I paid $20 for King of Staten Island a week and a half ago.
You would make way more money in the end. Like, I know they get like 30% of ticket sales at the booth, and then they get like a percentage of the concessions based on a back end deal.
Yep.
But it can't. There's no way it would be more than direct sales at $20 a piece. There's no fucking way. That math doesn't make sense, right?
No. So here's what they're going to do for the Oscars, by the way. Anything that is going to on demand or streaming, because HBO is buying movies now, so is Netflix, that are already finished. Those will be in consideration, so they no longer have to be in theaters. I can tell you who's going to win for female already. It's going to be Jennifer Hudson for Aretha Franklin's biopic. That comes out November, tentatively, right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got to come out by November.
There is no...
It has to come out by November or she can't win, right?
No, December 31st is the last date.
Oh, you can go all the way to the end of the year.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And they've moved back the Oscars also another month. So the Oscars isn't going to be till April this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine they'll probably extend that deadline to January. Jennifer Hudson's a fucking shoo-in. For the dudes, I don't know. And I don't know what studio is making serious movies.
Jennifer
right now.
Hudson, is she going to sing in this at all?
Yeah,
or she's just acting?
So she's singing.
So she's
going to
win
Aretha
2
Franklin.
Oscars, probably.
Correct.
Or more.
Which is weird, man.
So it would be like original song if she did an original, but she's not going to do
an
original.
She won for Dreamgirls already. Yeah. So this would be her second Oscar. And it's like, God damn, dude. She lost an American Idol. She didn't even come in the top fucking five. And now she's going to be a two-time
Oscar
winner.
Didn't her whole family get killed or some
shit?
They
did.
Like, it was that's a weird situation with
the
her.
Whole fucking thing.
She might be able to EGOT if she gets on a good TV series at this point, because she could easily do, like, somebody that can sing like that could easily do Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to pick the right thing. Maybe take that Aretha Franklin movie, move it to Broadway or something, do a production like that.
That's your fucking final four there. That's the last jewel in the Thanos club.
How many EGOTs are there? Is it just like Whoopi Goldberg is one of them?
Yes. Like, it's weird people, though. You wouldn't think of, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda is one of them. John Legend.
Yeah, but he's obvious, though, at this point. Because of fucking Hamilton. Well,
I didn't know
Hamilton.
What movie he did, I guess. But I think he produced something.
Wait, did he win an Oscar for a movie?
Yeah, he produced it for producing. But
EGOT, by the way, is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. That's correct. What EGOT is.
Yeah. Any thought of you guys doing a TV show? Has that ever been pitched? You have 3.5 million subscribers. One would think like a network has come after you.
No, I mean, we kind of are in a weird place because we do music. So, you know, it's 3 to 5 minute music videos once a week. So we have that. But I don't know. We're in a weird area. So like anything that you expect of like content creators or of media or anything like that, like we're kind of in this weird, weird space. Like even like the music industry, there's no, those norms don't affect us. They're like, we're just kind of exist in our own world. Like we're just not given that exact regard. So we're in a weird spot, but like we're able to kind of just get by what we get with our audience and with our
because you guys make original songs every single week. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine you get streaming and Spotify and all that other stuff.
I mean, Spotify is crushed it in.
Spotify is great for us too. Yeah. We love Spotify. Like, I understand why Rogan took that deal and went to Spotify.
Well, and a big reason why, and we've always done well on Spotify, but like we've been growing, but then there was a spike when COVID hit, mm-hmm. more people were watching, and then we had a second spike, and it's because one of our songs just got hijacked on TikTok.
Yeah, that's how. Oh. I mean, fucking
Kellyanne Conway's daughter did a TikTok with one of our songs.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really
Trump's
funny.
Advisor?
Yeah,
that's fucking weird. Hilarious, dude.
Yeah. What's the song?
Former.
It's Join Us for a Bite, which is a Five Nights at Freddy's, which is like a...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Chuck E. Cheese where the animatronics come after. It's like a horror.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great video.
Yeah, it's an old... That song was a throwaway, like kind of like hype song, and it blew up. It's our biggest video. And
well, Drake dedicated one of the songs on his new album just to be a TikTok song, clearly.
Yes.
Yep. That Tootsie Slide or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's people in what we do, when we call it nerdcore, but just like these people who make online music, I guess meme music, video games, nerdy stuff. And they just, there's these group of people who are just in that age of like kind of 19 to 22, just get TikTok. And they make these songs dedicated for TikTok trends and they just crush it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it blows my
mind. We love TikTok right now. We do tours every weekend. No, yeah. I don't do my kids. My kids aren't in TikTok. Kids aren't in TikTok. This is for the company.
Oh,
the company
really?
TikTok.
No shit.
Instill Distilling Co. on TikTok. Our last video is 1.4 million.
Are you fucking serious?
No.
Yeah, it's so
serious.
It's such a volatile.
We did. So I had platform. Four. We do tours on Saturdays. And we had four Groupons, and I always start my tour with, how did you hear about us?
Yeah.
And four of them this Saturday were like, oh, we saw you guys on TikTok. No,
I'll tell you what, whatever TikTok's explore feed algorithm is, they fucking nailed it. Because every single thing I see in my normal feed is stuff that I like. Every single thing. Like every now and then, maybe 1 out of 10 is something like, oh, this is stupid. But it's like fucking videos of Boston Terriers and French Bulldogs doing stupid bullshit.
Right.
Fucking drunk dummies doing stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's all the stuff that I love in life.
Yeah. I think I had that stigma of just like kind of tweens lip syncing music.
The first week of me on there, I'm like, God, it's like fucking 13-year-old fucking dumb girls doing stupid, like dancing horribly. It's all white people.
Sure.
So there's like doing like weird shit. And I'm like, that's not dancing. Whatever you're doing, you seem like you might be having an epileptic
stroke
fit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might need an EpiPen.
But after about a week, like the algorithm figured out what I like. And I only see shit that I think is amazing now.
No shit.
But China controls
China,
it.
Dude.
They're better than us and stuff like that. Not necessarily.
We should TikTok tonight.
Shitty with diseases.
They're not good at not creating pandemics.
No, they're
not. But otherwise, or freedom.
Yeah.
But aside from that, they're pretty good.
Aside from that, they're all right. By the way, so you guys produced my songs here. You did Waffle House Waitress went viral. Yeah. Every song I did with you guys went viral.
The Harambe one.
We were all Harambe.
I was watching those again maybe a month ago, the Christmas ones especially.
Oh, that's right. Those drunken Christmas sketches.
Those are just a fever dream.
Harambe's death date, it was like May 28th?
Yes, 2016.
Right?
Correct. RIP. Wow. RIP. It's been 4 years since we lost that beautiful
piece.
You
got any plans for 5, 10 years? Like hitting the milestones of his anniversary?
Why do I know what?
Tattoos.
Why do I know the statues. Day that Harambe died?
Is there any Harambe stuff in here?
Yes. So on that set over there, you'll see him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There he is. There he is.
And there's some water from Flint, Michigan right there.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan water right there.
O.J. Simpson.
Take a sip of that. Yeah. And dude, enjoy yourself.
There's a fucking 300 blackout assault rifle over there.
I didn't notice the PSA.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're welcome for that. Yeah. But I mean,
a lot of stuff going on. I gave him a shout-out. That's a good company. Palmetto State Armory is a really good company. They basically use FN parts and build fucking dope-ass rifles.
They have some of the best AK, like American-made.
They're AKs some of the best, too. Yeah. AKs, and it's just some, like, they started out as some little fucking podunk company in South Carolina, and all of a sudden they're fucking massive now.
They're just, well, I know on the AK side, they're just buying every AK builder in the U.S.
Yeah, they're the best.
That's amazing.
Big fan.
The audience is chanting, "We want Brooke." Is she in the building? Is Brooke here?
Bayou Brooke, hang on.
Yeah, is Brooke here? If so, we'll swap them on out. Either way, John, I wanted to thank you for always being an awesome friend. You guys did shit, man. You did all those videos when we were here doing those sketches and all that other shit. Because I've always tried to push it and always tried to learn. Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, in my off time, I'll try to intern at different places to learn social media platforms. I don't care if it's paid or not. I just want to learn and try to figure out what the next thing is. Like, the odd part about it is, out of all the gigs that I've done intern-wise, just to learn, you guys are the only ones that have actually figured it out, man. And it's impressive to see. For real. Like, having fucking 3.5 million subscribers on a YouTube channel is goddamn impossible. Everybody out there wants to have a YouTube channel. The fact that you guys have mastered it is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of work. Well, a build up. I mean, I was talking to you earlier. Since we've done it since 2008, but it was the first 5 years. It took us 5 years to hit 100,000 subs.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, the hockey stick curve started. But there's just like that kind of age old cliche of like the overnight success is no such thing.
Of course. You know? Of course.
So,
well, dude, subscribe to JT Music on YouTube. We appreciate you being here, and we'll get fucking housed afterwards.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Come on the show, kids. The audience is chanting, "We want Brooke." How do they know you are here? Is the problem?
I don't have a clue.
Of course she would be here.
Are you guys doing a show too over there?
You know when this is really low.
So we had a giant.
You know when girls start when girls start drinking and talking.
Put that against your.
We don't do the show.
About an inch from your
face. Yeah, you guys will have plans to go hiking at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Oh my gosh! Oh, and yoga. Actually, we're doing yoga at 6 a.m. So see you there, girlfriend.
All we're getting. By the way, in the message board is Brooke and James, James and Brooke. James and Brooke
Wilmington
forever.
Winos, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, she's coming out to Austin. When is your
September
ticket?
10th.
September 10th, girl.
Be there.
You know there's not going to be any college football, right?
Yeah, whatever.
It's depressing.
I'm not coming to terms with that yet.
Here's the thing. The good thing is LSU is going to be national champions for probably 2 years.
Another year.
Yeah. I mean, if it was Ohio State, I'd take it. I'd be like, yeah, fuck you guys.
No, you it's wouldn't really,
yes,
though.
It'd be
without
another year.
Sports, I'd rather us. No.
Yeah, we're going to have something. Dana White has opened up Fight Island, so that is real. They are actually fighting on a resort island.
I talked to John Anik 2 days ago. Yeah, he told me, and actually he posted a graphic about the travel plan from where he lives in Florida to Abu Dhabi for the fights, to Dubai for the fights, right? Mm-hmm. So he like gets tested, then leaves, then gets tested at the airport again, then leaves again, gets tested at that airport, goes to his hotel, fucking stays there for a little bit, waits for the results of those previous tests, and then gets tested again when he shows up at the arena.
Correct, yeah.
It's a fucking shit show.
Yeah. We were saying about the baseball players that were, like, said they weren't going to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, part of it was like, they just don't want to deal with all that bullshit.
Yes.
It's not that they, do you know what I mean?
So on average,
it's not like they're worried about getting sick. They don't want to deal with all that shit.
To Dan's point, for the UFC, which is a one-on-one fight,
right? Yeah.
240 tests a day. For people to have a one-on-one fight, imagine an entire football team.
It's going
to
be.
You can't do it. You just can't do it. But I want to talk about something else because we were talking about OnlyFans and all that shit earlier, Brooke.
Yeah.
And if you would do it, you know that your husband has actually said, "I think Brooke should have her own LSU podcast and have her own LSU girl Instagram page." Like
he said that
the girls of
he
LSU
says that all the time.
I don't know. Why don't you do it?
I think your husband should have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, he's shredded,
dude,
that guy.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, calm down. Calm down.
Price, I'm
just for like work. Yeah, just for workout. Really, just for like to see. Do
you made it.
Yeah.
You made it weird.
Yeah, you made it real weird, Jesse.
Look, I'm sorry. I was just saying like, yeah. I was saying yeah. Like no. You guys said yeah, and I was like yeah. You know what I mean? Like you were all saying it.
Of course.
So I said it.
Of course. Yeah. No, we got
it. Have you seen
it.
Her
I understand
husband?
That.
Yeah, I fuck him. Is that what you're saying? I don't know what.
I'm just saying perfectly matched. Like Brooke is. Hot, in shape. They're just yeah, like, I'm just saying her husband is like a perfect match. That's all.
So, oh, when you so, I, don't, to so I don't have to fuck her husband is what you're saying.
No, you don't have to.
Because I will.
Home, I mean, tell him.
I'll do it for the show, but I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah, no. And nobody asked you to, Dan.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Like literally nobody.
I didn't know.
Put that
on
the table.
Yeah, I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, Michael.
I'm sure Michael says thank you.
Yeah, and if you're out there, Michael, and you want to get fucked by a dude, obviously that's a standing offer. Like, I don't want to poo-poo that and shoot it down. Like,
yeah,
it's an offer. You know, if you have a house on the market, even if somebody tries to lowball, you still want to hear the offer. So tell them what the offer is. Any thoughts about doing that, by the way? Because a bunch of people here on the message board and the Nooner crew want you to open up your own Instagram and do that for LSU when college football returns.
I don't know.
I think you should.
Have you ever dipped? Because I think there's a lot of subgroups that I've noticed on
like
Instagram.
Dip?
Yes. So there's
dip,
a lot of subgroups.
No, we jewel and rule
the them. Catfish girls, by the way. Have you noticed this? The catfish girls have unbelievably massive Instagram
yeah,
followers.
Yeah, but that is a little
you're
bit
with
different.
It's called noodling.
Yeah.
Noodling.
No. No, sorry. That's very different.
What do you want to create? Like a jewel one? Where it's just you jeweling in the driveway?
Jeweling and Michael.
Jeweling and ruling, baby. And braiding hair. What do you think?
Yeah.
People would love it.
I thought you told... Didn't you tell me you couldn't braid hair?
No, she can braid hair.
Are you not allowed to legally or something?
She can braid hair like a
monkey. I can braid the fuck out of hair. What are you talking about?
Will you braid my hair?
If you, Dan, I'll make you this promise, friend. If you fuck her husband and then you grow your hair out to a certain... Mm-hmm. I will braid it.
I'll
I
fuck
think
her
Jared
husband,
is
but I'm
actually
not growing my hair out.
Now that's where you draw the line. Yeah. Jared was actually growing his hair out for me to do cornrows on. So.
Oh, well, he's had cornrows before, so that would be...
Yeah, well, he's still growing it.
That's
so
funny, man. Mm. Cornrows. That's tough. I had it.
You should
remember
do
I got
that,
it,
Ross.
I did. So I got it in... where
you
were
do
we?
Do it again.
The Bahamas.
Again. Don't brag.
It was really
but yeah.
fucking hard, man. Like, it hurt. And those beads...
They are tough. Yes. They pull your... Like, if
you had cornrows?
It feels like it's pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course, she's gone to like South Padre and gotten the whole stupid fucking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yes
that's
or no?
What I did.
When you were in school, yes or no? You did that?
No.
Liar.
You liar.
Nope.
Liar.
Shame.
You absolutely did that.
Shame.
Let a girl from
Shame.
The bayou do it.
There you go. Even better.
Mm-hmm. What do you think LSU's chances are this year if college returns?
Zero.
That's what I said as well. Zero.
0%.
I don't know how that quarterback
maybe
is.
Maybe two losses.
Yeah, that's what I think. Two or three.
Not three.
It depends
on
who your
bowl
game is.
Well, I mean,
it's
any given week. I mean, we play in the SEC, so
yeah,
it is what it is. But
two guarantee, and I've got you down for three if you play a tough bowl game.
I think we could beat Bama this year.
Maybe. I don't know how their quarterback situation is.
Exactly.
Their defense
so,
is going to reload.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Well, so is ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys went a good 12 years with only good defense.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work out that well.
So, I think it's going to be slow goings for LSU. But whatever.
More importantly, who's going to win the rib off on Saturday?
Yes. So this is a big deal. In our neighborhood, there's a rib off on Saturday about ribs.
Yeah.
Jesse, what place did you come in last time?
Stop it!
I love your food. You're the best cook.
It was third, wasn't it? Or
you came
third.
Third,
yeah.
Third, yeah.
Third, right?
Yeah.
And then Lucky was fourth.
Yes.
Or was
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
It was Nick
it
and
was
Josiah.
Nick, Josiah.
Perfect. They should have been.
Jesse.
I've worked on my
Lucky.
Shit. I practiced. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I think I could at least come in second. Although Nick will
Ooh.
Always, I will say, like, I just think Nick will always take. He's Cisco guy. You know him.
Yeah.
He's just like a food.
Fresh food.
He's a food dude.
Yeah, he's a food dude, man.
You got to come
you
with
know,
some kind of exotic meat.
Yeah.
Huh?
You need an exotic meat to make you stand apart from the rest of the
Okay,
the crowd,
so last right? time, Dan, I'll talk to you about this.
Like
so last time
ribs.
he put duck on the top grill that dripped down
duck fat,
onto
yeah.
his
yeah.
onto his ribs. So I was thinking bacon, is that something that's not
Bacon's okay.
I need some
duck fat has a higher flash point, so you can cook it hotter. It's like peanut oil.
Right.
That's
Is
why
there
a lot
anything
of people use
else
duck fat.
That if I put on top can like drip down a sausage maybe?
Sausage has a little
Where
flash
it, like,
point too.
Drips
like
down
duck
onto
is
the,
duck is what to use.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just don't
want to
like
heard
steal
here first.
It. I know.
There's actually you could use goose too, but it's gamey as fuck.
Ugh.
Well, I'm really just
school?
Looking. Yeah, huh? You're right.
Did you go to culinary school?
No, I just read books.
Oh. A lot of books.
Yeah, we just walk. We're actually gonna have a cooking show, I think.
Fun fact: he also had sex with a goose. So.
Well, not like the goose didn't consent.
No.
So I think that makes it okay.
Yeah.
Like if I had, I feel like it's worse than if you had a conversation with the goose first and tried to get consent than it is just to fuck it. In
correct.
The first place,
correct.
You know what I mean?
So he got me goose.
I actually want to see goose. That.
What's that?
The conversation of trying to get consent from the goose by Dan.
It's hashtag me goose.
Me
no, but
goose,
you,
yeah.
You kind of trying to figure out if, like, is this okay?
Well, I didn't
that
know
okay?
how to start out if I should, like stomp the ground or gobble
or
whatever.
Sure.
So what I did was have my attorney draft a
Brooke
letter.
Brooke and I apologize for all of this.
You're
but
welcome,
you're
Brooke.
Gonna
you're going
to stay in here and I might get someone else.
Yeah,
think?
So grab someone else and also Giorgio. Do you have Ibby's cell? Text him, push the chestnut episode back to 9 and then Broette's to 11. And then we'll just keep going. We'll just keep what? We'll
no,
just keep going.
Fine.
We got Joey Chestnut on tonight, Jesse.
We
got a goddamn national fucking hero.
I need
We're
white
trying
claw.
To cock tease it.
Yes.
Hey, can
you
you
white claw, bro?
Yeah, look at that. A lot of empty drinks, Jables. A lot of empty drinks.
Bring me a lemon and a lime.
We're going to be drinking a lot of Liquid IV tomorrow from liquidiv.com. Rehydrate yourself.
You
every
know.
Package of Liquid IV you put inside your water will actually triple it, and you'll fucking rehydrate easier. Go to liquidiv.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros for 25% off at liquidiv.com. I fucking love this shit. I drink it every single goddamn day.
Yeah.
Brooke, are you like in a tense mood? You're jeweling a lot these days.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life?
I'm good, but I'm at home with my kids.
She's worried. She's actually worried about me fucking her husband at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really nervous about that.
I understand it. Let me ask you this.
Because you can't compete with you can't compete with me.
You have a shot.
Yeah.
I definitely can't compete with you.
No,
for
no
sure.
way. No, it's no, no way.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Did they come out with if schools are gonna be starting for kids yet?
No, so he I texted the girls last night and told them that it came out where he was not able to do it.
Our fucking dickhead Governor Roy Cooper.
He can't make a decision yet. It's too soon, I guess.
I'd like to fuck that guy, for real. I mean, that's out of dominance.
He's a piece of shit.
I hate Roy Cooper.
He's just a fucking coward, that guy. Like, everything he's done since he's been in office, it's just been like capitulation the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. Get your shit together.
It's the fucking worst. And here's the problem with that, right? So today's July 1st. We're halfway through this fucking shit show of a year so far. Mm-hmm. When you don't make a decision on schools and you come back later, right? There's two things that are holding it up. Let's say there's somebody like you or somebody, any other fucking mom or parent that's out there. They've got to hire somebody then. To come in either a nanny or somebody to come and teach your fucking kids why they're online. And that's an extra fucking job, dude. That's an extra job. Have you looked into people to come and teach your kids if that happens?
Yes, and Michael told me to go ahead and just hire them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, because he knows,
either
right?
Either way, we're not going back 100% of the time. It'll be 50.
Yeah.
So every other week.
Fuck, I understand. Come on in, brother.
Sprite Claw.
Come on in.
What the hell is
it's
that?
a lemon and a lime White Claw.
Welcome,
because both of these flavors suck, but together it's Sprite.
Sprite Claw. What's your name?
Keith.
What's your last name?
Miller.
Goddamn right, Keith Miller. It's a powerful name.
I try.
We'll keep it about an inch from the lips there.
Okay.
How long have you been listening to Drinker Bros?
Since episode 1.
Fuck you.
No.
Come on, dude.
Look, the first time I ever was introduced to Ross Patterson was when the commercial for Range 15 came out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who is this Hollywood motherfucker going to ruin Mass Best stuff? You know what I'm saying? And then I got to know everybody, and you're pretty awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
I just like Range 15.
Awesome.
True.
Awesome movie.
Dude, I'm a big fan. Those guys should have made a fucking sequel.
I agree.
I don't
what are you going to do?
I don't know what the issue was. It's written, by the way. It's done.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
You know, the lead in it was going to be Nick Cage, actually.
Really?
He was playing Gene Van Damme's dad, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you need a stand-in for Matt Best, I look very similar. Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are
pretty
identical.
Pretty much the same guy.
Yeah, pretty much the same guy.
I think I
looks the same.
Close.
I'm going to pull up the book here. Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't. I got kind of the Joe Dirt thing going, but I can't really grow a full beard. But
look, I've seen him in real life. You guys are fucking identical.
I can get henna tattoos.
Yeah. Again, identical. You would never know. What I'm saying is, if you see Matt Best or you see Keith in real life, you're not going to know. No. I imagine you're fucking swimming in pussy. Are you wearing anything?
No.
Like a raft?
No.
Okay.
No, you mean like a wetsuit or something?
Yeah, so he keeps afloat. Like, married. I don't want him getting... Are you married?
Married, two kids.
Congratulations. What's your wife's name?
You're married.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. How is she? Is she cool?
She's awesome.
She's awesome? Does she listen to the show too?
No.
That's probably good for you.
Wives never listen to the show.
No.
Like,
nor
no,
should
dude.
They. They no. shouldn't listen
you go
to the show.
You go be a dirtbag on your own. Yeah. I don't want to hear about Ross talking about wheelchair porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting his ball sack run over by somebody who's full fucking quad. What's your favorite episode?
100 was really good.
Oof.
100 was really good.
That was a crazy one.
Which one was that? You told me about
two
that one,
strangers
right?
who had never
you,
met
I
before
never watched
had
that
sex
one. You
live
told
on
me.
Air. We didn't video it. It's there's only the audio exists, but it's out there everywhere. And to this day, that thing gets millions of downloads a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just because of what it was.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so unbelievable when you hear it, when you're right. just like, hey, man, did they really get two strangers who had never met before to fuck live on air? And sure enough, 2 hours later, yes, they did. Man, that was a crazy fucking episode.
I think my favorite one was one way back in the day where they were filming in a garage. And somebody stopped him mid-podcast and told him to keep it down.
Oh, that's right.
And Rocco was like, I'm going to beat that
motherfucker. I'll beat that motherfucker's ass, yeah. Rocco was on last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about that with him the other day. And he goes, yeah, man. Because they were in El Paso, Texas. And so I was here. And we were doing it over the phone. And I could only hear the commotion in the street. Because we didn't have video or any of that bullshit. And it was like 108 degrees there every day. They had to have the garage door open just to get some air in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors drove by and were like, the fuck are you guys doing, man? Fuck you guys. Turn it down. You're too fucking loud. And it was this. It ended up being Drinking Bros Podcast.
Yes.
That's hilarious. You remember that.
Yes. That was one of my favorites.
What about celebrity guests? Who's your favorite celebrity guest so
Ooh,
far?
Ooh, the Hodge twins.
Mm. Oh, man. Big fan
Hodge
of the Hodge
twins. Are awesome.
Big fan of those guys. Hey, you know what's weird, Dan? You and I were talking about this yesterday. Even now... Those guys seem to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking hilarious.
They're really funny.
Dude. God
really
damn.
Funny guys.
Huge fans of those guys. Because sometimes you don't know. You have celebrities on the show and you're like, all right, cool. Are these assholes going to be rad? Or are they going to be dicks? You don't know.
Right.
Those guys were the fucking best. And I could definitely tell to be on the show. I was like, all right, these guys will be super fucking famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Their Facebook stuff is awesome.
The best.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. All their Instagram shit is rad. Who would you like to see us have on the show, Brooke? What if I had Orgeron on? Would you fucking flip your dick?
I would be right in the studio in Austin.
Him or
Joe Burrow.
Let me ask you
this.
He
is a single man now. Michael better watch him.
He's single. If Coach O was like, hey, dude, you can be the queen of fucking Baton Rouge. That would be a hard gig to turn down.
It would be.
Is he attractive to girls, though?
No.
No. He's not, is he?
But he is. Like, literally, he's running everywhere right now. So.
Yeah.
He's working on that physique.
Yeah, he is. He is. He looks good.
He does look. He's looking better.
He looks good. Fuck yeah. For a guy his age, like, it's impossible, man.
Yeah.
When dudes get older, it fucking sucks. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting father time at that point. He
I
looks
guess
great.
I would just go after his sons if I, you know.
Has he got good looking sons?
Well, one looks just like him.
Well, big old head. Huge ass fucking melon on that guy. Yikes. Yikes. Coach O.
I love him.
Yeesh. Yeesh.
But I wouldn't do him.
The noises that Coach O makes when he talks are what your husband sounds like when we fuck. By the way. It sounds like a fucking door stopper. You just slap that thing.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's Coach O.
Yeah.
Do you buy any of the sponsors at all?
Actually, I just got my first batch of Kilcliff.
It's
CBD.
The shit, isn't
it's
it?
Awesome. Fucking
holy
best,
shit,
isn't it?
Dude!
It's awesome. I bought the 3-pack just to try it out, and man, that
which
is
flavor
good
do you like?
Stuff. The mango.
Mango.
I like the mango and the orange.
Everybody's got a different one. Mine's grape. I love grape. And we took a lot of shit 2 days ago online because Kilcliff sent Joe Rogan a personalized fridge of Kilcliff. And they were like, I don't understand why they didn't send
us
a
fridge. Yeah, where's our goddamn fridge?
Yeah.
Dan got a gold chain, but we didn't get a fucking fridge. And I mean, they're the – them and Ghostbed are everybody's favorite fucking sponsors, man.
Killcliffe.
I mean, that chain is nice.
It is. It's super – it's definitely real gold. You can tell the plastic bends. come on. God damn it.
Go to killcliffcbd.com, promo code Drinking Bros on that one. We love it. We're big fans of those guys, and I think they're going to be in like stores everywhere. Like
they should be.
There's some deal they signed recently. They're going to be in tens of thousands of retail stores very soon. Not necessarily the CBD products, but these. This is Ignite, right?
Yep.
So Ignite is their pre-workout, basically.
Yeah.
And then they have the middle one. I don't remember what it's called, but the next one's called Recover. So
it's called
like,
the middle child, and it's all red.
Yeah, it's red. Redhead.
It's got red hair on it. Yeah, on the can.
Nice.
So you can beat it after.
And then there's the Recover, which is that raspberry blueberry one right there. So they have like pre-workout, during workout, and then post-workout.
Yep.
Then they have the CBD as well. It's fucking great.
So I met those guys on Range 15. They sponsored Range 15. They were obviously in the movie, and I was a huge fan. And they came out with the CBD, and I was like, fucking, I'm all in. I tell you what, since you're a day one homie and listener, who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to on the show?
Ooh.
Yeah. Balls in your court, my
man.
Can
I tell a story real quick?
Fire away. We got nothing but time here.
So you guys will like this. I work fire and EMS for a very small community.
Mm-hmm.
And first, let me say, because of HIPAA, this happened to a friend of a friend of mine, not me at all. I wasn't there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Your dick was in your pants.
Anyway, buddy of mine gets a call. Entrapment in a house. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because entrapment means you're trapped.
Yep.
Right, normally it's involved with a vehicle wreck.
Yep.
So I call him. He's like, "Hey man, I'm home. If you guys need anything, give me a call." Okay, no problem.
How does that happen?
I get to it. 5 minutes goes by. Right. He's like, "Hey," he calls me. "Hey, you remember that address? Yeah. Come on down here." Okay. Get there. He's sitting on the front porch with his hands on the rail and smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, "What's going on?" He said, "Just go in the house and look to the left." I'm like, "Okay." So I go in and look, and there's a kid sitting on a chair with a compound bow facing the front door.
What?
Right, hold on. So I'm like, holy shit, and I back up. I was like, "Do you guys got law enforcement coming? What's wrong?" He's like, he's fine. Go in there and look.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and looked, and apparently homeboy had restrung his compound bow and went to pull it back. When he did, it slipped out of his hands. The cam on the bottom grabbed short and ball sack.
Whoa.
And wrapped it up in the cam, in between the cam and the string of the bow.
Holy shit. What do you do in a situation like that?
We went back outside and waited.
So
we had a paramedic en route.
Ah.
And then it was a conversation of about 5 minutes, like, how do we do this? Because you can't cut the string, it'll recoil, right? And it might tear. So
that's better than having your whole fucking beanbag ripped off.
The paramedic gave him some of the good drugs and calmed him down.
Okay.
And two people on one side, two people on the other, we slowly pulled it apart and unwrapped his beanbag and his shorts out of that cam.
That's how you castrate goats, by the way. You just take rubber bands and twist them around their balls until they fall off. So you don't want to be in that position for too long.
And you know what?
Jesus Christ.
He was like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
It didn't actually grab a testicle. It was just ball sack skin.
Oh, uh-huh. Tear that off. I've got ball sack skin to spare, man.
Spare.
Yeah, I've got plenty. I've got 2 or 3 acres of ball sack skin.
Pounds of it in a jar.
Yeah.
Went to the hospital. A week later, fine. Nothing wrong with him.
Really?
Yes. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Does he have kids today?
I don't know. I lost
touch
with
him. If so, do they know this story?
And can we get probably a picture not of his beanbag? Yes or no?
I don't. This is before camera phones.
Okay.
It was about 8, 10 years ago.
This dude still exists. Let's find him.
He's out in the world. Let's find him on the show.
In fact, he exists so much that I saw him try to sell that bow about a year after that.
There's
a swap shop thing.
There's no Carfax for bows.
And the guy was going to buy it from him, and I was like, "Hey, man.
Yeah.
By the way, this happened with that bow."
Show me the ball facts. Show me the ball facts.
He confronted him. He's like, "Look, you're asking $300 because it's got ball sack skin on it. I'll give you $200. And the kid just hung his head and said, "Yes, that's fine." Sold the bow.
I think we have to end the show on that. There's nowhere to go.
I don't know what to say.
But up from here. So is that your Drinking Bro of the Week? The guy who got his ball set?
Actually, the Drinking Bro of the Week, I love to give to my father. Right?
After telling that story,
I want to give it to my father. 27 years in law enforcement. He retired about 4 years ago.
He got out just in time.
Yeah, he did.
He got out just in time on his third knee surgery from being a patrol cop for so long.
Oof.
And, yeah, he's doing it. So, A.K. Miller.
A.K. Miller, man, cheers. Yeah, they treat everybody treats cops like shit. Good fucking luck.
Yep.
They defunded part of the LAPD today, and they're going to have this community force with no weapons.
That'll work great.
Yep. Good luck with all of that. Call 911.
I think
when
they should show up with like party hats on and those little what are those things you pull and like the streamers come out or whatever.
Yeah, that are the huge propellers, and it's like bang. Well, you guys got a problem?
Yeah.
Well, let's joke your way through it, and then you give them a fresh bowl of Orville Redenbacher popcorn.
Or a llama gram. Those are super popular now, too.
Big fan of llamas.
So somebody shows up with a llama to your house and then they sing you a song. Like, how life doesn't get a lot better than that.
Goddamn right.
You got a nice spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich with strawberry jelly and a fucking llama gram.
You're good to go. You're good to go. By the way, everybody's been hitting up Drinking Rose Podcast saying that Dan was correct in that.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Strawberry jam with the Chick-fil-A sandwich is the way to go in life. I've not tried it yet, but everybody else has, and they said you were right. You were right.
I mean, it makes sense. It's crunchy, spicy, fucking savory, and sweet all at the same time.
Amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Look, kids, we will be fully set up at our studios in Austin right around September 1st. We're gradually moving now. I'm going first, and then I will be back here in Wilmington for a few weeks with D'Anthony Holloway. We will finish out the month, and then we'll be up and running in Austin, Texas. And we're doing a live election show November 3rd, all night. Jesus Christ, it's going to be a wild one. I don't know who's going to win that fucking thing.
Yeah, tentatively right now, Danny Warstop's coming. He's going to do some music there.
And the Marine rapper.
And the Marine rapper, yeah. So,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
We'll have a number of people there.
Brooke, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you're getting fun. Yeah, thanks. Where's
thanks
the
for
white claw?
Donating your husband to my cause.
Yeah, let's have
wanna,
sex with them
if you want to call it a cause.
Yeah, we can call it a cause.
501c3.
Call it a solution if we want. For D'Anthony Holloway, Brooke Bayou Brooke, I'm Ross Patterson. Keith Miller, fuck you, dude. Thanks for being on the show, dude.
Anytime.
Greatly appreciate it.
Isn't there a Keith Miller Toyota in Salt Lake City?
I think so.
Hang on a sec.
I think so.
Not the same.
I think not the same.
I wish,
but it should be. Exactly.
I wish.
Exactly. We appreciate everybody in North Carolina here, you know, except for the fucking school board and all that other bullshit.
And those three cops that got fired for being pieces of shit.
Yeah. And then obviously Bill Rivenbark, that motherfucker again.
Oh, and the lady in my apartment
one
complex.
One day we're going to run into each other in the street.
The lady in my apartment complex, she lives right outside of one of the main doors. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me one day and was like, hey, could you not have your dogs pee out here? Because I live right there. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Because, like, they're dogs.
They're dogs.
I can't explain. I can't sit them down. Like get down on their level, so they're wearing short pants and propeller hats at this stage.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them. Yeah, hey guys, just wait 20 more feet before you walk. No, they're fucking dogs, you dumb bitch. They're gonna piss where the fuck they want.
No, but in all honesty, otherwise we love Wilmington, North Carolina. It's beautiful. We will be back, and we'll finish it out before we move to Austin, Texas. Thanks for being with us tonight. Stay tuned for Joey Chestnut. Greatest athlete of all time coming up live on this channel in 30 minutes. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.